WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Suddenlink customers in Bryan's Austin's Colony neighborhood had no service for a short time Saturday after the driver of a stolen car crashed and rolled through a power supply box that morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a 15-year-old was taken into custody after trying to elude two patrol cars at a high rate of speed.
The owner of the vehicle went outside, started his vehicle, went back into the residence for a little bit, and when he came back outside, he watched his Chevy Impala driving down the road.
Service was restored early Saturday afternoon. Online at WTAW.com are police photos of the crash scene. The College Station City Council at its last meeting updated its long-range plans for adding streets and highways. There was a unanimous vote on all but one proposal.
In the next 20 years, the council majority wants to extend Luther Street past 2818 where it heads south towards Dowling. That means it would have to go through Texas A&M's Poultry Science Center, which according to city engineer Alan Gibbs, the university opposes.
For a number of years, they have turned down a request to make a access at the intersection of Luther and 2818 to the south to a private developer who owns a strip of land fronting on 2018.
Councilman John Nichols, who's been associated with A&M's ag program for nearly 50 years, pointed out how the university has moved west to free space for new development.
I came here in 68. They moved to dairy and beef cattle shortly after that. When the Bush Library was built, they moved to pigs. They moved to horticulture fields in order to make way for the White Creek apartments that have just been built. They moved a bunch of horses for a public-private partnership just last year.
Councilman Steve Aldridge voted against the Luther extension because its alignment doesn't go around development and because there's a T intersection at Dowling. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The current downturn in oil prices is causing some new economic problems. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is a retired energy executive, says lower prices usually results in growing the nation's gross domestic product. But he hasn't seen that this time.
So that comes right down to the Obama administration's behavior on the regulatory side.
Flores doesn't know when prices will recover, but he says they will.
While this huge drop in the last few days really hurts us, I do think it sets us up for a quicker recovery, but I can't predict when. I mean, I've been through this before. This is about the fifth time.
Flores says energy companies have reacted more sharply and aggressively in cutting their costs and investments than he's seen in the past. It's that time of year again for those interested in next year's calendar in the College Station School District to choose their color. Superintendent Clark Ely says proposed changes reflect new state regulations.
We've moved from 180 days of instruction to 75,600 minutes of instruction, which seems pretty tedious, but for College Station ISD, it does provide us some flexibility to see how we use those days.
Dr. Ely says everyone affected by the school calendar is invited to go online to csisd.org and choose the green or red option. The green option has a fall semester that is 3 days shorter. The school year ends 1 day later and includes a Labor Day holiday. After voting ends January 8th, the school board will review and the feedback and make a decision. You can also see the calendar options online at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more local news coming up for you at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For tonight, mostly cloudy skies and maybe a few showers passing.
No, that's not right. It's not right. I'll do the weather. I'll just handle it from here. Look for a high temperature today of about 75 degrees. Yep. 30% chance of showers. You're going to have to find your own Christmas spirit because the weather is not going to help this week. 56 for a low tonight. Tomorrow will be near 80. Wednesday will be near 80. Down to a chilly 75 or 76 on Christmas Eve day. and Christmas Day. Oh, by the way, Santa's liable to get wet. Hope he's wearing some sort of a rain vest.
Yeah, but probably not cold.
Santa slicker.
Yeah, and that's it. See, that's the problem. That's like, have you ever driven a car where the air conditioner doesn't work and it's raining and you're in Texas?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's hot inside. You can't open the window because you're going to get all wet.
Steamy.
That's like a sauna.
Yeah. That's pretty much the way that Santa's going to be traveling, it looks like. Howsomever, I have it on good authority that he has air conditioning ductwork that blows up the legs of his pants. So.
On good authority, do you?
Anyway, Thursday night, we're going to have a 50-50 chance of showers. About 63 will be our low, and then we'll be around 77 on Christmas Day. They're telling us now a 40% chance of rain. Don't know. Anyway, 66 and overcasted right now. All right. In sports?
In sports, Texas A&M men's basketball shellac Baylor. Boy, they looked good. And in women's basketball, roars back from 23 down to end up getting the win. And NFL got topsy-turvy yesterday with the Texans actually in the playoff hunt. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at about 6:50.
And the Cowboys lost earlier this week 82-6, right? So as a result.
Yes, they lost.
Yeah, they
no,
did.
They didn't lose by that much. Yeah. And if you look at their season, I think that's now the sixth game in the row they've lost by less than 7 points and the third time that they've lost within the last 2 minutes of the game.
What, are you like the publicity dude for the Dallas Cowboys? Is that what you're
I got
to do
very
here?
Little to hang on to, yeah. All right?
He's the Combs to your Hannity, jerk.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Well, look, here's the deal. Win or lose, they wake up every day and their owner's Jerry Jones. So, you know, I'm just saying. So is it a dime or is it a nail? It is probably one of the oddest items to come into the world of coin collecting. Have you heard about this?
No.
Dallas-based Heritage Auctions has announced the sale of a Roosevelt dime that was accidentally, or some say deliberately, struck onto a zinc nail. The piece of it looks like, I don't know, it's a nail, but it looks like it went through the process.
You
that
know,
they
was,
strike the nail, that it, they strike the money.
That was some guy that was like, hey, man, you think this, it's like when Laverne and Shirley put the glove on the bottle.
I guess. Must be. This error coin coming to auction in January in Tampa, one of the most bizarre errors to come to public's attention. In a weird linguistic twist, another name for the 2-inch nail is a sixpenny nail. Okay. Certainly most unusual thing that we've had in our catalog in our career, says a senior numismatist. Hard to say your name on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Coin dude. Anyway, not the first coin printed on a nail, however. A coin dealer named Fred Weinberg, considered to be one of the top experts in coin errors, says a few pennies in the 1970s were struck onto nails. This dime/nail is undated, so there's no way to know when it actually was created. He says it is possible that the dime nail was made on purpose by a rogue mint employee. Ha-ha! Now, what they're saying is the Heritage Auction that includes the dime nail also includes other notable error coins. 1943 Lincoln penny struck in bronze, which would seem to not be what you'd expect. The mint changed the composition back in 1943 to save. I don't know. Have you seen? Y'all may not. Y'all
the
may
steel pennies.
Seen, yeah, the steel pennies.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see those back because
I actually have
the war
a couple.
Effort. Anyhow, those sell for $200,000 to $300,000. So there, it's a very, very strange looking thing.
It is. Speaking of strange looking things.
Oh, I let you have that one. There we go. We just teed that one right up
yes,
for
sir.
You.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
They see things the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission.
They don't make teddies out of wool anyway, right?
Oh, that'd be itchy.
That'd be a teddy bear.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, very nice.
Later on.
But you don't have to. You really don't have to. It's all right. By the way, tomorrow we start playing serious music.
Oh,
yeah. Today we're just going to continue to have fun.
As serious as we get.
Yeah, okay. Well, Christmas music. Yeah, traditional Christmas music.
All things are relative
yes.
here.
Oh, wait. I gotta do the good morning song now, don't I?
Yes.
Dang. All right, here we go.
That's traditional.
Yeah, there you are.
It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of information. Perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Sure.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, it's 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It is the winter solstice. In the Northern Hemisphere, winter officially begins at 10:48 p.m. 10:48.
And it'll be almost 80 degrees.
That's right. As the sun enters the sign of Capricorn in the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice occurs usually on the 21st or 22nd when the sun shines directly over the Tropic of Capricorn. If you care, this is the shortest day, 9 hours, 28 minutes. It is the longest night. And depending who you're spending Christmas with, that might be the longest day. All right, we got birthdays.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
67 years old.
What's in your wallet?
Yeah. It's none of your business.
He's making a lot of money doing that, you know? He really is.
One of the Duggar clan is 22. Ginger. Kiefer Sutherland's 49 today.
He'll drink today. I mean, it's a safe assumption.
Ray Romano is 58 years old. Jane Fonda, 78 years old. The guy with the best name in professional football going. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Yeah, I guess.
23 years old. Caitlin Dever is 19. She's a television actress. Who else do we have? Andy Dick is 50. Frank Zappa would have celebrated a birthday today. Yasmin is 27. She's a singer. And who else do we have? That's about it.
No. You got Chris Everett. He's 61. And Phil Donahue, Mr. Marlo Thomas, is 80. And you miss Marcia K. Robertson from Duck Dynasty. She'd be 65 today. Jackson Rathbone, you didn't have him, did you?
No, I didn't have any of these.
Man, this is what you would call a depleted list. Did you have Jane Fonda?
I got that one.
Okay. Had a depleted list there.
I had Ha Ha Clinton Dix for heaven's
sakes. Yeah, that's it. It's also Look on the Bright Side Day. It's National Flashlight Day, which you might need to look on the bright side. It's National Homeless Persons Day. And it's Crossword Puzzle Day. And it's Ribbon Candy Day. And it's Short Story Day. Maybe that's because it's the shortest day. Would that be it? Oh, well, there you are. Ooh. Now it all ties together. 619.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We can now add the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to the growing list of U.S. officials who admit that our refugee system could be infiltrated by terrorists who want to inflict harm on you and our country. Now, yesterday, while speaking at the FEMA headquarters in D.C., Johnson said, quote, "While we do have to be concerned about the possibility a terrorist organization may seek to exploit our refugee resettlement process and program, this is true of the country, and it's true of every other country that accepts refugees." Isn't it about time Obama take a hard look at Congressman Brian Babin's plan to temporarily halt the U.S. refugee program until officials like Jay Johnson say that the safety of Americans are secure?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Ho, 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 in one. The Golfsmith Gift Pros here with another gift-giving lesson. Here's a letter from Sylvia. Dear Gift Pros, what should I get my husband for Golfmas? Sylvia, how about a new set of clubs? With a qualifying purchase of Callaway XR Irons or Woods, you'll get a free gift card valued at up to $150. Ask one of our experts for details. And remember to swing your credit card with one fluid motion. For more gift-giving tips, go to Golfsmith or Golfsmith.com. Anything for golf.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Toshiba is cutting 6,800 jobs after projecting a net loss of $4.5 billion. The company says it will slash the jobs in its PC, video product, and consumer electronic businesses, and the job cuts in Japan will be by early retirement. But a significant number of overseas jobs will also be involved. Toshiba is also in trouble because it operates and is decommissioning the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which went into meltdowns after the March 2011 tsunami. Making its first flight since a catastrophic launch failure last June, SpaceX is readying an upgraded Falcon 9 rocket for launch this evening to boost 11 small Orbcomm data relay satellites into orbit. In a major space first, the rocket's first stage will attempt to land back at the Cape Canaveral launch site to demonstrate reusability, a key requirement for lowering commercial launch costs. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping, remember to shop local first. Our retailers and businesses are the sponsors of all sorts of community projects. They provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for our fire and police. When you shop out of town, you're paying for somebody else's fire department. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun. It's fast. It's where our jobs are.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. in another stirring rendition of Bet You Didn't Know. This time, however, it's for Christmas. Did you know that you can actually see Christmas lights from space? A NASA study looked at satellite images to see where the areas of the brightest lights in the world were. And number one was Florida. But a lot of other cities and suburbs are 50% brighter than normal this time of year because of the Christmas lights. A company called Squarefoot decided to figure out how much storage space Santa would need to hold all of his goodies for the good boys and girls. He'd take up about 2% of the entire storage of the entire world, and it would cost him about $1.5 billion a year. And finally, even during Christmas vacation, when nobody's getting anything done anywhere, at least it seems like it, you're still not totally checked out. The latest study found that over 50% of folks that are full-time check in with work over the holiday break, and they even do some work. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You have 6 days from the end of today on through to get your Christmas shopping done. And if you've contemplated a diamond or something fancy for a loved one in your life, why don't you head to David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange? Because they think, you know, diamonds should last forever. Paying for it should not have to. They enjoy pleasantly surprising you as well. And you will, because there's something new and different in there every single time I walk in the door. And I head in about every 2 weeks or so just to see, because they've got some really cool stuff. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, David's Jewelry and Coins, plural.com, or go see for yourself. They're off South College, right there in the same shopping center as High Hop, next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Hey there, it's 627. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. 30% chance of some showers today. About 74 will be our high temperature. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. 56 for a low temperature tonight. And then on Tuesday, we're looking at a high temperature right around 80 degrees. Same thing for Wednesday. Tuesday night, actually, have a 50-50 chance of showers. We'll see if that happens. Diminishes down to 30% the early part of Wednesday. Then Thursday, about 75 or so. And on Christmas Day, we're looking at about 77. By the way, on Thursday night, we'll have a 50% chance of showers, too. So, kind of a juicy atmosphere and warm temperatures. Winds right now out of the south at 6, 96% relative humidity, overcast skies. We're looking at 66 degrees.
People often get the wrong idea about charisma, but once you understand what it really is, it's easy to be more charismatic. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Anyone can be more charismatic if you understand what charisma actually is.
It is the old Dale Carnegie quote, you can make more friends in 2 months by being truly interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you.
Charisma coach Olivia Fox Cobain, author of the book The Charisma Myth.
So be fascinated and you will be fascinating. Be interested and you will be interesting. Don't try to impress them. Let them impress you and they will love you for it.
So how do you do that exactly?
You listen. You drink in their every word as if they were the most fascinating thing you had ever heard. It really is your job to find out what they're passionate about. Every person on earth has one thing they're passionate about, and get them to talk about that because that will make them interesting.
And Olivia says charismatic people understand the importance of eye contact.
Because the area around the eyes is one of the most mobile of the entire human body. Thus, it's one of the most expressive. So when you give people full eye contact, you're also giving them full expressiveness. The other thing is that when you look deeply into each other's eyes, there's an adrenaline-like substance called phenylethylamine, or PEA, that goes gushing through your bloodstream and theirs. And it's the same hormone which produces the phenomenon called love at first sight. You want that hormone.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. One of the long-range proposals for new streets and highways in College Station has opposition from one member of the city council and from Texas A&M.
The 20-year plan calls for extending Luther past 2818, then turn south towards Dowling. Councilman Steve Aldridge voted no because of its proposed location.
Why are we aligning what would be a potential extension of Luther Street to where it goes through the middle of a subdivision as opposed to adjacent to the subdivision? I just don't understand why we don't have a through intersection with one stoplight instead of another T'd intersection into Dowling Road where we have constant traffic going without that.
City engineer Alan Gibbs received a letter from university lawyers opposed to the extension going through the Poultry Science Center.
They've done improvements there and they were concerned about some of the potential light and sound disturbance to that research.
Councilman John Nichols recalled over the last 50 years the university moving other ag programs to make room for new development.
In 20 or 30 years, I suspect if the university decides, and it have to be them involved in it, that it would really be a great addition to the ease and comfort of the staff and the students to have another way to get to their home in Southwest College Station, that I think we could find a way through many of these difficult situations.
The location of the Luther extension also has to deal with an old landfill and a pipeline. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
O'Brien teenager was arrested for stealing a car Saturday morning that was running, unlocked, and unattended in the driveway outside a home on Choctaw. O'Brien Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the driver stopped at Austin's Colony and Settlers Way, then took off at a high rate of speed when a second patrol car pulled up.
Officers didn't even have a chance to put it in drive before they saw the vehicle wrecking out up the roadway, and it wrecked out at the north end of Settlers Way, which is a big loop.
The 15-year-old driver damaged a curb and destroyed a power supply box that knocked out Suddenlink service to customers in the Austin's Colony neighborhood.
And rolled multiple times into the grassy area and then jumped out of the vehicle and ran. Officers were able to apprehend him just a short way through the wooded area.
The driver was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries before going to juvenile detention. Service was restored by 1 p.m. Saturday. The College Station School District website includes two choices for next year's school calendar.
That voting will stay open until January the 8th, and then we'll move forward with the process of counting it up and processing the feedback.
Superintendent Clark Ely says you can pick between red and green.
When you craft a school calendar, it serves many people. Obviously, it serves the students first and foremost. It serves the staff and the families. But our school calendar affects the community as well. When are certain businesses going to be open, daycares and other things like that?
The red option has a fall semester that's 3 days longer. It does not include a Labor Day holiday, and the school year ends 1 day sooner. The school board will review the feedback and make a decision following the online vote at csisd.org. You can also see the calendar options at WTAW.com. Among the jobs Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan did before going to Washington was working in the energy industry. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, he says it's the fifth time he's seen a dramatic drop in oil prices.
One of the things I noticed is that what actions companies have taken in order to deal with this, they've been done more quickly, more sharply, more aggressively than in the past. And so as they cut their costs, cut their reinvestment, I think it sets us up for a quicker recovery because you're going to begin to see domestic production roll over and begin to decline more quickly.
Flores also notes the nation's gross domestic product has not increased, as is usually the case when oil prices go down. He says that's due to federal regulations.
Regulatory headwinds coming out of Washington have really slowed down the ability of folks that are in other industries to ramp up their investment, to hire more people, to try to grow their businesses. And so as a result, we're just not seeing the economic growth that you'd normally see in the increase in consumer confidence.
Flores says the economic impact will be felt around Texas as well as the rest of the country and overseas, particularly in Russia. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia. May you have the gift of faith, the blessings of hope, and the peace of His love at Christmas. And always, from my family to yours, wishing you a blessed Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Patrick Sefcik, Treasurer.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 637. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. We're at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's some numbers.
An unusually warm and cloudy pattern in place as we head towards Christmas Day. We'll have lots of clouds today. Scattered showers may pop up, mainly this afternoon, 70 to 75. There is some rain in the Houston area and to the south. Skies are partly cloudy for part of the overnight, 55. But the clouds are back tomorrow. There could be some showers and even a thunderstorm during the day tomorrow, 75. Chance for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, especially in the morning, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like I've been saying, it was just going to take us some time to get our rhythm going and get.
And they got their rhythm going. That's Coach Billy Kennedy, and the Aggies knocked off Baylor by a bunch. We'll have more on men's and women's Aggie basketball. We'll also get you caught up in the NFL and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
So I don't want to be like G. Gordon Liddy and read a lot of stuff to you, but Peggy Noonan had a pretty interesting column in the Wall Street Journal Saturday.
I like Ms. Noonan.
Yeah, talking about the debate. She said, this week about 18 million people watched the fifth Republican debate on CNN. It was the third most watched primary debate of all time. The first debate on Fox News in August broke all records with about 25 million viewers. All the debates in between were heavily watched. All featured fisticuffs, arguments, and a real to and fro. The Democrats in that time had two debates with little fanfare and a vibe of please don't watch. It was less like public officials running for president than people in the witness protection program accidentally strolling onto stage. Oh, anyway. And then she says, so we've got the front runner, Hillary Clinton, an aged Vermont socialist with Einstein hair, and a fit young heartthrob with nothing to lose and nothing to say.
Wow!
The local newspaper, in fact, on Sunday morning, if you saw their picture on the front page of the paper, showed the stage with two candidates. They didn't even show McNally or whatever his name is. That's his whole problem. I mean, they just showed the two of them.
O'Malley,
that's the one. Anyway, and then, of course, there's Hillary kind of picking and choosing which interviews she'll do. She said, Mrs. Clinton is considering interview requests like a queen pointing at necklaces arrayed on a jeweler's pillow. I'll take that one, not that one. Well, let me think about that one. Mm-hmm. So the problem, she says, is the Democrat Party has now changed. They've switched places. This is not the Democrat Party where Will Rogers said, I'm not a member of an organized party. I'm a Democrat.
For generations, Democrats repeated that line as a brag. They knew that disorganized meant vital, creative, spontaneous, passionate, and alive. Now, that party, I love this, acts like a tidy, lifeless, fightless thing. A big, gray, dead-hearted, soul-killing blob.
Wow!
Can I get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah, really.
Wow!
I have the demographics, the blobbity blob bellows. I have the millennials. Maybe it doesn't have as much as it thinks. There's no honor to the Democrat Party that is not fighting things through with a stage full of contenders. The Republicans are all chaos and incoherent. It's true. But at least they're alive. At least they're fighting as if it matters.
Wow.
And part of what she said is that the field does need to change, that those people who are not electable need to get out. She pointedly said, Jeb Bush.
Unelectable.
She said Jeb Bush should become exactly what he wants to be, a man of character, and step down. That way he saves his legacy and he saves his family's legacy.
But I sort of enjoyed the SNL takes on them.
Oh, I didn't get to see it. Was it pretty good stuff?
Oh, I liked it.
All right, I'll have to go back.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, again, there's a lot of material out there right now.
Yeah.
And in talking to somebody last week, they said, okay, I think it gets to the point where somebody goes in and draws a curtain, will they push the Trump button? And, you know, that's the last best hope of the establishment. That's all they can hope for right now is that people go in there and go, nah, I can't put So, I mean, but we'll see. I mean, and basically he's defending Vladimir Putin. Will that do anything? Will that cause a problem? The CBS News Battleground Tracker poll that was released yesterday morning gives Trump comfortable leads in the early voting states of New Hampshire and South Carolina. That same poll shows Ted Cruz holding the top spot in Iowa. Trump pulls 32% in New Hampshire, followed by Cruz at 14, Rubio at 13. In South Carolina, Trump leads Cruz by 15 points.
So there's a video out there. It only has a few hundred thousand views. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty nice. What if Donald Trump had elocution lessons?
Oh, okay.
It's a voiceover, mm-hmm. and it swears all the words are verbatim.
I think I'll win the Hispanics. I employ thousands of Hispanics. They love me, I love them. And I think I'm going to do great with women. And one of the reasons I'm going to do great with women is that I'm a leader. I'm not like Hillary Clinton. She's got no strength. She's
Here's
got no
mocking
stamina.
Hillary. Yes.
Everything she does is like theatrical. Donald Trump said this.
Very good.
That's on a Fox News Sunday.
Oh, that's excellent. That is that's it. That, to expand on what Donald said, he said she doesn't have the stamina. He says this is why he was on Media Buzz, and which is a pretty interesting show. If you ever get a chance to watch that, that's not bad. Howard Kurtz appearing on Media Buzz, he said, she goes out and sees you guys, meaning reporters, for about 10 minutes. And she sees you for a little while, and it's all rehearsed and it's staged. They'll pick a couple of people out of the audience, and they're like, you know, 100%. She'll sit around this little plastic table, and they'll talk to people for a while. It's ridiculous. And then she goes away for 5 or 6 days, and you don't see her. She goes to sleep. I'm saying she's not strong enough. We need a president who can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She can't do it. She just goes away. All right, now. Guy's name is Ed Rendell. Used to be the governor of Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat. So he's on a New York City talk show, and the guy asks him, who does he fear as being the presidential nominee for the Republican Party? You know what he says? John Kasich.
Oh. Oh, good night, nurse.
Yeah. He said, and then Marco Rubio for vice president. That is a ticket I would fear the most.
Oh, then no, you're an idiot.
Yeah, let's bring John McCain back. Let's let him make a fist and fight again for us. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we'll see. Ed Rendell says that Rubio really can't go to the top of the ticket simply because the Republicans have for years talked about how Barack Obama was elected president with so little time as a U.S. senator. And, you know, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. So, oh, I don't know. Let's see. Is there anything else going on out there? Oh, John Podesta is calling Trump, what do you call him?
Something terrible. I'm I don't know. It's
really riveting stuff, apparently.
Well, though. I mean, it's the holiday season. We're not supposed to be doing this. You don't talk like that around Christmas, do you?
Oh, they do.
Okay, let's see what else we got.
We're just giving you fodder for the Christmas table.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sitting around talking about
that. Oh,
that'll
be fun, yeah.
Hillary went to Nebraska, huh? You know that when he was president, I don't think her husband finally went to Nebraska just before the end of his second term. He went almost his entire career as president and didn't go to Nebraska.
I mean, I might go my whole life without visiting there.
You know what the big N on the field in Nebraska stands for, right?
I know.
Knowledge. Thank you.
All right. Paul Ryan playing coy about whether or not he's going to run for a second term as speaker. He said, you know, I just stepped into the breach, stepped in to do what I needed to do, duty and obligation. I'm excited about the potential. I'm excited about the opportunity. I feel blessed and honored to have the position. But he also said, I don't like the budget process, but it is a process that I inherited. Everybody knows what I walked into in the speakership 7 weeks ago, and that process already is in place. It's like the cake was already baked. I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, budgets don't happen overnight.
That's they don't. True. That's true. It does take some work, but...
Still don't like it. There was a lot of crowing from one side and not the other side, and it wouldn't be the ones you'd expect.
No, well...
In a Republican-majority House and Senate, the Democrats seem to have the most to be excited about.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unfortunate? Isn't that the reason Donald Trump has traction?
Aha.
For that very, very reason.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. As our gift to you this holiday season, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. Also, as a courtesy, American Lube Centers will check out your vehicle for safe travels. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. It's our gift to you from American Lube Centers. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Winter is a great time to assess the bones of your landscape, that is, the basic structure that persists from one year to the next. It's usually more difficult to see those details when things are fully leafed out in the spring. Winter gives you the chance, through horticultural x-ray vision, to see how your gardens are actually laid out. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Your landscape, like your home, is made up of rooms. They're the special places where you greet, visit, rest, dine, play, and relax. Winter is your best time to assess each part of your landscape to be sure all your needs are being met. It's a time to determine the need for and placement of new pathways and walks, patios, and play yards. Best of all, it's also a great time to get much of the work done before summer's heat rolls back into town. As you developed those special rooms in your landscape, you probably used a blend of deciduous and evergreen plants as the tools of the construction. As the deciduous types lost their leaves, their trunks and growth forms became more noticeable than they were during the green days of summer. You gain a whole new appreciation for the rugged character of bur oak and bodark trunks, and the way the smooth, glossy trunks of crepe myrtle shine in the landscape. If anything, shade trees are likely to be even more noticeable in the winter than they are during the summer, when the canopies stir into a big mix of green foliar soup. We have a hillside of pecan trees behind our house, and I've also referred to their trunks as natural gnomons. They perform the function of 15 or 20 huge sundials in their surroundings. It's especially pretty late in the day when the yellowed afternoon rays of winter sun wash across them. It's a look that just isn't there during the growing season. It's one of my favorite views into our landscape. In a strange sort of way, I almost hate to see spring arrive, at least as it impacts that backdrop to our landscape. I use winter as a time to reboot my gardens. I have 8 or 12 pieces of fairly nice little garden art that I've accumulated over the years, along with a dozen or more antique British chimney pots. I like to gather them all together once every few winters, usually out behind the garage, so I can see my plain, basic landscape design. And then as spring approaches, I gradually put them back into the landscape one by one, promising myself to choose different locations for each one of them. Keeps things looking fresh and different to our family's eyes. You can see through your deciduous shade trees in the winter, and you can determine if and when they need to be pruned. You'll see the rubbing limbs. You'll be able to identify branches that are too close to the ground, so winter gives you that option as well. And you see mistletoe. So there are lots of things you see in the wintertime that you just don't see in the summer. I tend toward simple landscaping, and I love the winter. Step-by-step landscaping in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M men's basketball dismantled the Baylor Bears as Jalen Jones and Daniel House scored 17 points apiece, and number 24 Texas A&M upset 16 Baylor 80-61 Saturday. The Aggs scored 14 of the game's first 16 points and led by almost 20 at halftime. Here's Billy Kennedy following the game.
Obviously, our guys were ready to play. That was the great thing. I thought we had our best week of practice. We prepared the right way. Our seniors did a good job of setting the tone, and I thought our bench came in and we were the aggressor, especially on the defensive end. And we had 23 assists sharing the ball, and obviously we made some shots, but it was, like I've been saying, it was just going to take us some time to get our rhythm going and getting a good consistent flow defensively and offensively.
The Maroon and White are 3-0 against former Big 12 opponents this season. The guys will take a few days off for the holidays before returning to the court December the 29th. They'll take on Cal Poly. The Aggies and Sooners traded the lead 9 times and had 10 ties in a back-and-forth game that saw the number 18 Texas A&M women's basketball program rattle off a 23-3 run in the second half to storm back and knock off number 17 Oklahoma 74-68 in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Ladies have a quick turnaround. They'll tip it off again at Reed tomorrow at noon against Little Rock, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The Texans eke one out yesterday in the NFL.
Brandon Whedon in for the injured T.J. Yates. Jalen Strong in motion to the right. Now back to the left. Whedon gets the snap. Whedon rolling out to the right. Hits Strong. Strong across the 5. Strong to the end zone. He dives in! The Texans take the lead!
Brandon Whedon threw the go-ahead 8-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Strong to give Houston the 16-10 victory. With the win, the Texans took sole position of the AFC South by snapping a 2-game losing streak. Cowboys played Saturday night against the New York Jets, and after throwing an interception and going scoreless in 3 of 4 drives, Matt Cassel got yanked in favor of backup Kellen Moore, who's a 4-year veteran that had never seen a regular season snap. The spark didn't help any. The Pokes fell to the Jets 19-16. The NFL shakes out like this after games this weekend. The Cincinnati Bengals, Seattle Seahawks, and Green Bay Packers clinch NFC playoff berths yesterday. The Bengals move closer to winning the NFC North with a win over San Fran. The Seahawks claimed at least the NFC wild card by ripping Cleveland 30-13. Packers beat Oakland 30-20 to stay atop the NFC North, but they wrapped up a playoff slot when the New York Giants got crushed by the Carolina Panthers 38-35. By the way, Carolina now is 14-0 on the season. Connecticut was the only top 25 men's basketball program in action yesterday. The 25th-ranked Huskies toppled UMass Lowell 88-79. And in international sports, Sepp Blatter's and Michael Platini were each banned for 8 years by FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer, and the ethics committee. In a stunning takedown of world soccer's most powerful leaders, FIFA President Blatter's and his one-time protege Platini were kicked out of the sport for conflict of interest in a $2 million payment deal that is also the subject of a criminal investigation in Switzerland. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So that's, you know, I guess you got to give them credit for the for shutting those guys down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously they had done a lot of bad stuff.
A lot of dirty dealings.
Yeah, well, and they had pretty much control of the whole thing, too. Mm-hmm. Going on. And Johnny ran into an official. Is that right? Did you hear about that?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he trucked over an NFL official yesterday.
Apparently. He's in the way.
Well, yeah, that's right. He got, I think it was the umpire, which happens more than a few times.
Absolutely,
during a football game.
They actually teach you that.
Yeah.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Quality and yield. That's what top producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Delhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow, push those cotton yields way up there, and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bolls hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
We tell you all year long that Amish Furniture for Generations is a different experience when you're buying furniture from there, because generally you're not going to walk out with the piece that day, because obviously it's bench built by Amish craftsmen using solid wood. And that makes it truly a great value, and it is furniture that's built for generations to come. And that's true really for just about anything you find there. That's almost everything's made out of wood. They have some outdoor furniture, some Adirondack chairs and such, that's not made out of wood. But generally everything is, and everything also has that attention to detail, and that includes the toys that they have right now this time of year at Amish Furniture for Generations, and also accent pieces. So this is a time of year when you actually do walk in, find what you're looking for, and leave the store with it now. So stop in this weekend. Visit the folks at Amish Furniture for Generations. Learn how everything is made there, the accent pieces and the furniture and the toys, and just some great home-quality products that are available for you. They're in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. You can call if you want to for more information, 260-5050. Amish Furniture for Generations, the quality that is so hard to find, you find in everything.